Father, in the name of Jesus, as always, I thank you, because when we stand in the word of the Lord, we stand in the light. When we walk in the word of the Lord, the light is moving. We are moving with the light, and power is with us from the light. Thank you, Lord, because we come in the place of faith this morning. We come in the place of boldness, and we come in the place of victory. Glory to God. Let that light shine in our hearts today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today, let's see if we can break a few bars and open some gates here this morning. The Lord called for this, like I said, and I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 26. So I'm going to start Isaiah 26. I start at verse 1. I'm going to read the first 4 verses or so. In that day, such as today, shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. Well, or wherever the children of God are, that's what the land of Judah represents. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Hallelujah. Now that's a declaration right here today. Glory to God. I command the gates, whatever gates they are, in the name of the Lord, will be open by the word of the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O ye gates. Be ye open. Hallelujah. And let the people of God, which keepeth the truth, let them enter in. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let a king of glory come in. For thou, O Lord, will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, the Lord doesn't like it when our life is chaotic or something impeding our progress. And the Lord wants to take care of some things here this morning. Glory to God. In the beginning, when God made heaven and earth, we're told that the Lord looked at the things and he didn't like what he saw, first of all. And so the Spirit of God moved, hallelujah, upon the face of the waters. Genesis 1 and 2. There was darkness upon the face of the deep. The earth was without form and it was void. Now, so whenever, you know, things are out of order, out of joint, whatever there is chaos, whatever there is lack of increase, because it was without, it was void. You know, the earth wasn't producing. It wasn't doing anything. It was just void. It was chaos all over the place. There was darkness. The Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. Now God's Spirit must always move when there is going to be any major thing that the Lord is going to do. And I pray that the Spirit of God will move upon your heart, your life this morning. You know, there may be those here or those listening later on, but there may be gates. See? Gates. I'm going to talk about some gates this morning. I'm going to talk about some bars also this morning. What is the devil actually doing? How is he using these gates and these bars to impede your progress? You're on a journey. And you had a good start. But it looks like the gates are closing in. It looks like, there's some barricades along the way. There's some roadblocks or a roadblock and a barricade. Those things are intended to impede passage. Make sure you don't get through. That's why they put a roadblock there. You know, they put a roadblock there so you cannot get through that place. You know, and, but what do you do when you're faced with a roadblock? Hallelujah. The Lord has given us the grace and the faith and the victory. See? And I want to call out some few things this morning. We cannot enter into a fight with the devil from the place of fear. So let me drop that right away. You have to choose your own battleground. choose your battleground. And the devil wants to pull you into the battleground, and the ground is a battleground of fear. No. Choose your battleground. You stand in the battleground of faith. See, if you fight the devil on the battleground of fear, he will win. But when you fight him on the battleground of faith, he's got to come. Don't go in with him in that, you know, he wants to fight you. He comes right here. Hallelujah. Right here, I'm in the battleground of faith. I'm not going in for that fear. I'm not going in for any of that stuff that the devil is trying to say, I can't do that. No, I'm going to stand right here in the place of faith. You know, and I'm going to take the fight with the devil, but I'm choosing my battleground. You know, and I'm not going in that realm of fear, realm of can't do this, and so on. Chaos. Something that the devil specializes in. Blockages. Jesus said in John 10 and 10, that devil comes for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's right. Steal your joy, kill your dreams, destroy your life. All these things, all he does. But did you know that the Lord already defeated the devil? He's been destroyed, defeated. He's been dethroned. He's been disgraced. But we've got to enforce that victory for ourselves. Every so often, things are going good, but then before you know it, from anywhere, a devil will come in to strike. But here's what the Lord says. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me this morning. Hallelujah. Well, I want that Spirit to be upon you also this morning. Let's break a few yokes. Let's cut down some gates of brass. Let's open some gates for yourself and for others. Hallelujah. Every so often we have to do this. Because you don't know, you know, when the devil is going to strike. And I hear it all the time. Everything's going well and all of a sudden some people just wake up. They're depressed. Why? You know? And the enemy just puts all kinds of pressure on people. He puts up gates. And there's a reason why the Lord says the things that he says, because he knows what the devil is doing. Isaiah chapter 45, the Lord said, you know, I am going to go before you, you know, to do some things. And there's a reason why he said that, because the enemy put up all these things in front of us from time to time. Things were going straight, the devil will make them crooked. You know, things were smooth, the devil will make them rough. But the Lord said, I'm going to turn all that around. I will go before thee. Isaiah 45 and 2. I will make the crooked places straight and break in pieces the gates of brass. I cut asunder the bars of iron. And when things are chaotic, when there is void and no progress, you know, when there is no increase, a life that is like that, kind of like Genesis, Holy Spirit can move and bring order out of that chaos. Nobody like the Holy Spirit can bring form out of something that is void and without form and not producing. You know, what the Lord wanted us to do, the first things he said to man was, be fruitful and multiply. But when that's not happening, that means the enemy is taking advantage of the fall of man still in someone's life. But Jesus has given us the victory. You know, so we need to move beyond that. You know, the Lord said in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, even when it looks as if there is no possibility. But those are the things that the Lord specializes in. Listen to this morning. Behold, I will do a new thing. Isaiah 43 and 19. Now it shall spring forth. Make a way in the wilderness. What does that mean? Well, usually there is no way in the wilderness. It's just a wilderness. There are usually no rivers in the desert. Just a desert. But the Lord says he can do even that. Make a way in the wilderness. Every valley, he said, Isaiah 40 and verse 4 and 5, shall be exalted. I'm going to use all these scriptures to pray in a minute. Every valley shall be exalted, and all the mountains shall be brought low. Glory to God. The Lord challenged Ezekiel in Ezekiel 37. So take a look at these dead bones and these dry bones. Can they live again? Well, the man said, well, I don't know. You know, Lord. And so the Lord began to tell him what to do. Now, there are some dead bones. There's some dryness. There's some void gates and bars that are holding the people back from attaining our full potential, even though it looks like you are making progress. But the enemy tried to clip your wings, snuff out your light. But we're going to use some scriptures to pray here this morning. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, by my God, glory to God, I leap through troops. I mean, run through troops, leap over walls, break through barriers. I mean, this man, Psalms 18 and verse 29. I mean, he's not going to let anything hold him back. Troops or no troops, barriers or no barriers. We're going to use these scriptures to pray in a minute. Psalm 118. Let's read verses 10 and 12. I mean, 10 to 12. Glory to God. Even when everything seems to be against you, all the nations, he said, compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about even like bees, but they are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. There's nothing that bothers this man, because he knows his strength in the Lord. Psalm 27, he said, the Lord is my light. Hallelujah. Is the Lord your light this morning? Glory to God. Is he your salvation? Well, then you should not fear anything. Don't approach the devil in the place of fear. That's one of the things the Lord wanted me to get out this morning. We got to approach the devil from the place of faith. Fear enters into the heart. Many other things will creep in. Unbelief will creep in. You know, they will enter into a state of incompetence. We think we can't do it. But we enter into the battle from the battleground of faith. Choose your own battleground. Stand on the word of God. That's where your battleground is at. Though an host encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise up against me, like all kinds of conflict, in this will I be confident. Glory to God. Now this man, listen to what he said again in Psalm 144. He's a man that trusts in the Lord, that with his hands he can do all kinds of things. You know, he's not afraid to get in the fight. Glory to God. He can get in the fight. I mean, he got in the fight with the lion. He got in the fight with the bear. And he's going to get in the fight with Goliath as well. He's not, none of these things have moved him at all. Psalm 144 and verse 1. Blessed be the Lord, my strength. Teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. I mean, are you ready to get in a fight? Every single day, we are in a dogfight for our lives. You know, and it could be for yourself, it could be for your loved ones, it could be for something else. We have a purpose to stand in the ground of faith and to fight the good fight of faith. The Bible says, the ground where we fight must be faith. Can't fight on the ground of fear. That's not going to work. David would encourage himself when things are not going well. Psalm 42, verses 3 to 5. Why art thou cast down within me, O my soul? Come on now. Bless the name of the Lord. He would tell himself. He's not going to let anyone or anything hold him down. The Lord said, you know, and David himself, he said, look, all the things that God had done for us, oh, that men will praise the Lord. Psalm 107, verses 15 to 16. For he hath broken the gates of brass. Not that he's going to break it. He already did. Cut asunder the bars of iron. But we need to walk in that victory. Hallelujah. We need to walk in that victory. Open ye the gates and let the righteous nation go in. Psalm 24 also says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. Hallelujah. Now let's talk about, you know, some devices, some tokens of the liars. And let's see how God already said that we have the victory. Isaiah 44, let's read from verses 23 to about 26. And we're going to use, it's going to be a prayer room here this morning. Isaiah 44, verses 23 to 26. Praise the Lord. The Lord is the one, is actually the captain of the Lord's host. He's our commander in chief. You know, we need to listen to what the Lord is saying to us. When we are in the fight, listen to your commander in chief. And listen to your commander. Listen to your troop leader. You can't do it otherwise. We got to follow his ways. He gives us commandment here in verse 23. Sing, O ye heavens, what the Lord has done it. Not that he's going to do it. He's already done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forests, and every tree that's therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob. Put yourself in there. Glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone, and spread abroad the earth by myself. Listen to this. Thou frustrated the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad. All the tokens of liars. And there are many tokens. There are many tokens. All the peeping spirits, they are tokens that they use. They use tokens. Yeah, pick up something, you know, that has your name on it, has your image in it. They do these things in secret, but the Lord will disgrace them openly. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Jesus had made a show of the devil openly. Glory to God. Jesus didn't go into secret, you know, and all that. No. Made an open show of the devil. Hallelujah. You know, so He nailed the handwriting of ordinances against that was against us. And he made a show, an open show of the devil. You know, and he defeated him. And he says, look, all his tokens, some of his tokens are accusations. You know, he's called the accuser of the brethren. That's the reason why they call him that. You know, some of his tokens are discouragement. Some of his tokens are fear. Some of his tokens are disappointment. Some of his tokens are, you know, whispers. Uses whispers to come into your heart, your mind, your ears. You can't do that. You know, and when he sows that seed in there, and the next thing you know, you say, well, I can't do that. You know, why not? You know, you are already walking on the water. Then the next thing you know, I can't walk on water. I mean, look at all these waves. Then before you know it, you begin to sink. So you took your eyes off the Lord. But Jesus said, look, the word of God, ordinances that was against us, contrary to us, handwriting that the devil took out against you. You know, and I'm reminded of this thing the Lord showed me some time ago. And I often refer to it when I engage the devil in this kind of fight. Because I looked and I saw that he took out a contract. And he was writing, and I'm looking to see what's writing in there. I'm looking, but I don't see anything appearing on the thing, but he's writing furiously. And it looks like as he's writing, you know, something, either something is wiping out what he's writing or it's invisible ink. You know, I didn't know what it was until I heard in the spirit that said, void. We are prohibited by law. Ooh, glory to God. And so every token that the devil is taking out, and they try to put your name on that contract. But the Bible says the covenant with hell, the agreement with death shall be disannulled. Glory to God. Everything that devil take out against you, try to put your name in there. Let's disannul some things here this morning. You know, I'm not going to preach long this morning. But we are going to break a few yokes, open some gates, cut asunder some gates of brass. The Lord's already done it, but we got to come in here again and do it from time to time. Because the enemy will only go away for a season. That's what he does. Even when Jesus whooped him with the word, he went away for a season. And he'll come back again. You know, he'll come back through Peter. Or anybody else and try to discourage him from going to that cross. I mean, he'll come back one way or the other through the crowd. You know, try to tell him different things, you know, and so on and so forth. The devil will always come back. But we engage him on the ground of faith. Never engage the devil on the grounds on his own terms. No. A devil, you want to get in a fight? Come and fight me on my own terms. I never fight the devil on his own terms. Never do it. Now, you hear that this morning, and if that's the only thing you remember, remember it. Never fight the devil on his own terms. You know, you fight the devil on your terms, and those terms are the word of God. The devil, here is the way the devil likes to set the stage for your fight. You know, he'll challenge you to come into you know, the arena, and the you know, all kinds of things there in that arena, you know. And then if you are foolish, you take the challenge. You go into the arena because you're trying to prove something. No, you don't do that. You stand right here on the ground of faith. Don't walk into that arena that's full of fear and discouragement and all kinds of things and voices and things. No. You see, you want some of this, you come and get it. That's what you tell the devil. Go fight on his own terms. You want some of this, you come get it. I'm right here. Hallelujah. I'm not going anywhere. I'm standing on the solid ground. I'm standing on the anchor. I'm standing on the word of God right here. Hallelujah. I got the blood. He can't, you know, he put that blood up. My goodness. He can't cross that in a bloodline, you know, and he would love. That's why he likes to draw you out. He would like to draw you out, you know, and when you are in a place of safety too, surrounded by prayer, surrounded by the brethren that have faith, devil would like to draw you out. You know, I've watched those, National Geographic things in nature, the prowling animal, like the tiger or the lion or whatever, is looking for whom to devour. And he sees the crowd, you know, the deer and all that. And they are all there. He doesn't know who to devour, really. He's just waiting. But he's patient. But he's looking to somehow draw that thing out. And the one of them that gets out of that pack, dead meat. You stay on your own grounds. Stay right there. Don't let the devil draw you out. Don't fight him on his own terms. Now, I'm going to show you some terms on which we fight the devil here this morning. That's what we're doing. Some of these scriptures that I read was part of that as well. We use our own terms. You know, we dictate the terms. You want some of this? Well, come and get it. Right here. You know, because I got the victory in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. You know, we got the victory. The Bible says this, 1 John 5 and 4. This is a victory that overcometh the world. Even your faith. You got any faith? You stand on the ground of faith. You take that shield of faith with you this morning. Quench all the fiery darts. No, you know, don't go, you know, to the devil's camp. Try to fight that fight. No. Stay right there. You want some of this? You come right here into the circle of the blood. He can't do it. You come here with a word. You can't do it. And you remind the devil. You know, you got kicked out. Hallelujah. You lost the fight. And I'm right here in the name of the Lord. And I got the victory. Thank you, Jesus. Many tokens that the devil will bring, you know, and he's a master at it. You know, some people think that, you know, some people don't know that the devil is a master at what he does. He's a master at it. You know, don't you know, trifle with the devil under his own terms. The Lord is also a master at his own, and the Lord is better at his own thing than the devil is better at his. The devil is good at what he does, but the Lord is better at what the Lord does, because the Lord already crushed the head of the devil. But the devil doesn't like to stay down. So why should you stay down? You know, why should you let the devil get you a cheap shot? And if he does, by whatever means, why would you stay down? Why would you give the devil? See, one of the things that the devil tries to draw you out in there is to, you know, to admit to failure, admit to sickness, you know, admit to incompetence. You can't do that. Admit to fear. Yeah. I mean, those are all his tokens. He has many of those. You know, throw something up. You know, the Lord already healed you. But the next thing you know, you start to feel this way or that way. The devil begins to bring something in. And then we just get sucked into that. No. You know, the Lord are giving you favor. Hallelujah. But the next thing you know, ugly heads begin to raise themselves against you, trying to impede your progress. Could be in the workplace. It could be in the marketplace. You know, devil has a way of bringing those tokens. And the next thing you know, you say, well, you know, this is not working for me. Why? You know, then the Lord is already giving you the victory. The Lord's already giving you the power. Behold, I give you power. Luke 10 and 19. Over all the power of the devil. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. The Lord said many things. Many things he said about the devil. In the scriptures. You know. And so I saw him fall like lightning from heaven. And here I lost his place. you know, and then you stand where you are. You are in the heavens, seated in Christ in heavenly places. The devil fell. If he wants to fight you, don't go down to his level. You come up here and fight me here. Glory to God. I'm going to stand right here. You want to fight? I'm not falling for any of that stuff. Fear, you know, but the Bible says, look, you know, I will not be afraid of evil tidings because my heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let your heart be fixed, trusting in the Lord. Don't let the devil give you any evil tidings. Evil tidings can come in so many ways. You know, the devil tries to use that. And the scripture says, look, when the devil brings these things to us, what shall we do? Well, let's read Psalms 57 and verse 7. This is the way that the psalmist responds when the enemy tries to bring up some of these evil tidings. You know, maybe you haven't heard from one of your loved ones for a while. The devil will suggest something. You know, he will suggest all kinds of things. Well, if you get drawn into that, then he's got you beat. Psalm 57, you know, says, my heart is fixed. My heart is fixed. Is your heart fixed? Is your heart fixed? Well, let your heart be fixed. And don't let your heart wander around here and there. Hallelujah. Devil will bring all kinds of things. But we must stand our ground. Don't be afraid of the tokens of the enemies. Don't be afraid of the terror by night, the scripture even says. I will not be afraid of the terror by night. I will not be afraid of any of the evil tidings. Psalm 112 and verse 7. You know, the man that trusted in the Lord, how is he going to be? Well, you know, let's read it together. You know, Psalm 112 and verse 7. You know, he will not be afraid. He's not going to be afraid of evil tidings. The devil will try to bring some evil tidings, sneak into your heart, try to put fear there like that. No. My heart is fixed. I will not be moved. Hallelujah. He says, a good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid. I'm reading Psalm 112, verses 5 to 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see desire upon his enemies. Hallelujah. So, this is where we stand today, and we're going to stand in prayer. The prayers that we are going to pray this morning, any kind of gates that are creeping in, trying to prevent us from going forward, remember the Lord said, go forward. Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 to 15. That's another thing we're going to use for prayer this morning. He also said, go through Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10. You know, these are the words that the commander-in-chief has given. Go through. Don't stand still there. Go through. Hallelujah. And go through, he said. Go through. Go through. He said it multiple times. A couple of times in Isaiah 62 and 10. Go through. Go through the gates. Hallelujah. You know. Cast out the highway and things like that. Get the stones out of, you know, out of the way. Make a way for the ransom for the people of God. Glory to God. So this morning, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do just that. And in a minute, we're going to start praying. I want to call out a few other things that we are going to pray against. Hallelujah. A few other things. You know, the devil has a way to make, to weaken things and try to cause them to die. You know, but the Lord said, look, you need to strengthen the things that are weak and that are ready to die. Hallelujah. You may have a little strength, but the Lord says, look, I've opened the door before you. I've opened before you and I set before you an open door, Revelation 3 and 8. I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. You know, well, the devil can't shut it either. So, let's believe the Lord together today. Oh, the devil would love to shut the open doors that God has set before you. Oh, yeah. You know, when the Lord said, go through, the devil said, no, I'm going to close the gates. I mean, you are on the path of righteousness, headed for a ball of light, the glory of God. Gates of hell close in, right, to make sure you don't make progress on that path. But the Lord said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Not that they won't be trying. They be trying. But we're not going to fight the devil's fight. No, no. We're going to fight the good fight of faith. You know, today, going forward, from now on, change the way you fight the devil. Don't fight the devil on his own terms. That's one of the things the Lord wants me to tell you this morning. Don't fight the devil on his own terms. Fight the devil from the ground of faith and use the word of God only. Hallelujah. Even the angels, they know how to fight the devil. Even Michael, when he contended with the body of Moses, the devil over the body of Moses, the devil trying to drag the body of Moses. You know, he didn't come there just using any kind of railing accusation. But he said, look, the Lord rebuked it. Glory to God. You know, so we need to know how to engage a fight with the devil. So we're going to go into prayers right now. There is a presence of the Lord here with us today to break some yokes, cut asunder some bars of iron, and open gates. That's right. Open gates. In Acts chapter 12, Peter was in prison. But the church was praying. And the next thing you know, the angel of the Lord came upon him, broke the chains, and opened the gates. Hallelujah. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I have experienced that or heard it in real life. Somebody that I knew who was bound in chains, locked up in gates, how the angel of the Lord came upon her in the night, broke the chains, opened the gates, and told her, follow me. And she followed. She didn't know what she was doing. It was like being in a trance, just like Peter. The angel of the Lord commanded some transportation to take her and bring her to where I was, my college room. It happened in Nigeria many years ago. So I know these things are true. They are true. The angel of the Lord is walking, breaking chains, breaking gates. Hallelujah. Opening gates. Gates of brass, he will break them down. Bars of iron, cut them in pieces. He even commands the gates to open up for you so that you may enter in. Well, what are you waiting for? Why are you standing still? Go forward, said the Lord. Go forward. Hallelujah. As long as you are standing still, it will remain the Red Sea. But you got to take the step of faith and then it will open up. You got to take that step of faith and it will open up. Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning, glory to God, for all your people that are here. And you say, well, everything's going good right now. You know, that's what you think. A devil is staging something. That's why Holy Ghost called for this. You know, and it's just around the corner what the devil is staging. But you're not going to be, you know, afraid of any evil tidings. But you're going to need this prayer in the next few days. Because the Holy Ghost knows what he's doing. But you've already won the victory. Hallelujah. So today we're going to pray and stand in the gap for ourselves, for our loved ones, and for the brethren at large. Hallelujah. So that the enemy, you know, I mean, what God wants us to do is to have life and that abundantly. That's what Jesus said. But the enemy wants to stifle that life. He wants to steal, to kill, and destroy. And he uses many, many tokens to do that. Well, the Lord has his own tokens too. Yeah, tokens of praise and tokens of joy. You know, we come in a place of joy and praise. You can break barriers through praise. Paul and Silas, through praise, they broke barriers in Acts chapter 16. And they prayed at midnight, the Bible says. The angel of the Lord came upon them, bust them out of there. Hallelujah. God can do that too. We have our own tokens. Tokens of gladness, oil of gladness that God has put upon your head. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return. We sing it. Hallelujah. That's one of our own tokens too, is singing. You know, singing with joy and gladness in our hearts. It's one of our tokens. Our token is also, you know, keep our eyes on the word of God. We have our own tokens too. There were tokens, but we have our tokens. We have every antidote. We have the shield of faith. That's another token that we have. We have the word of God. That's a token that we have. All of the things described in Ephesians 6, 10 to 18, we have all those tokens of the weapons of our warfare. We have them too. You know, we have tokens that we can use. Another powerful token is forgiveness. You know, forgive anybody that's done aught against you. Powerful token that you can use. Because when you do, and the Lord opens up all kinds of things. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for everyone that's in the room here today. Hallelujah. We're going to pray now. I want you to join me in this prayer. When we do these kind of prayers, you know, you got to join in. Don't just stand there. No. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 2. It's a powerful scripture. What does it say in Isaiah 52 and 2? It says, well, shake yourself from the dust. Loose thyself from thy bands around thy neck. You know, you don't need to wait for anybody to do it for you. You do it yourself. Shake yourself from the dust. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck. You know, arise and sit down, you captive daughter of Zion. Why would you remain captive when the Lord already set you free? Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that I will break the Assyrian in my land. Glory to God. You know, and I will break him because of the anointing. Hallelujah. The Lord will break powers of devil, you know, that he's trying to strangulate us with. He will break it here this morning. Now, do I have any prayer warriors in the house? Glory to God. And do I have any ones that need a breakthrough? A breakthrough, you know, people talk about it all the time. You know, but, you know, breakthrough is not always just God doing something and us doing nothing. No. I don't have time to tell you, you know, of the mighty men of David. I broke through the garrisons, you know, to fetch water and do things, you know. They can break through. Sammy said, I break through, run through troops and anything. I don't care what's there. They break through and get what they need. Hallelujah. Breakthrough, sometimes it's not just somebody else doing it for you. But that's what we've been taught. You know, when we need a breakthrough, you get an anointed man of God, another woman of God to speak life into you and to pray over you. And that works too. But I guarantee you, you know, when they are gone, you are left all alone. So you got to know how to break through on your own. You got to know how to say to the gates on your own, open up, I'm coming through. Hallelujah. You got to know how to run through troops, leap over walls, break down barriers, you know, bulldoze anything that's in front of you. Don't let, you know, look, you put something in front of me, I'm either going to break it down, bulldoze it, crash through it, or whatever. But you are not stopping me. I'm going through. Glory to God. And that's the kind of attitude that we need to develop. You know, the devil will put up these facades and different things, you know, to try to discourage us. But, you know, no, I'm going through. Glory to God. I'm not, nothing is holding me back. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes on the prize and go through in Jesus' name. Now, if I have prayer warriors in the house, but I'm also, I'm going to pray for somebody because it may be just one person. The reason that the Lord does it, you have to listen to the Holy Spirit because I was going to do something else. I was going to do my book of Hebrews, you know, but you got to listen to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit, no, you know, you're going to do this today because somebody needs a breakthrough. Now, so if that's you, that you need a breakthrough this morning. Well, you know, one time the Bible said that Jesus was in the house and the power of the Lord was present to heal. Well, Jesus is in the house right now. And the power of the Lord is present for this breakthrough for you today. So if that's you and you are in the audience, I want you to raise your hand. I'm going to pray for you. Now, and if you are on stage, you know, and you want part of this prayer as well, here's what I'm going to do. The people I'm going to pray for this morning are the people that have their hands raised. So if you're on stage and you need this prayer, I want you to drop yourself into the audience and then raise your hand. I'm not going to bring anybody up, but I'm going to pray over those hands. So the instructions are very simple. So follow the instructions. If you are in the audience, raise your hand. If you are on stage currently, and you want to be part of this prayer, put yourself in the audience and raise your hand. Then I'm going to look at the hands that are raised this morning, and then I am going to pray. Because the Lord said, I got to do this morning. I'm going to use some of these scriptures, and you can pray along with me wherever you are. And I am going to pray. Now, there is something that the Lord is going to do for you today. Hallelujah. Now, who has despised the day of small things? These be the eyes of the Lord. Don't miss the day of your visitation. But some people say, well, you know, and that, well, you know, and it just passed them by. No. But you got to get in the fight on your own terms. That's the key punchline today. Get in the fight on your own terms, not on the devil's terms. You dictate it to the devil. You want some of these? I'm standing right here on the word of God. I've got an anchor right here on the word of God. I'm not going anywhere, you know, and I'm standing on the word. Glory to God. So in a minute, I'm going to begin to look over those hands that are raised, and then I am going to pray. Now, the Lord's already done some great things for you from last year, even going into this year. But, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, you're not making as much progress as you should. But something is impeding your progress. They're called gates, you know, they're called barricades. And they are bars. Roadblocks are put there to make sure people don't pass through. Can't get through it. That's the intent. So we're going to break down some of those here this morning. Glory to God. And when you are set free, you set others free yourself too. Hallelujah. No one left behind in this prayer. The prayer that we're praying here this morning. I pray for you. You pray for yourself. Then you turn around, pray for somebody else that you know, and the Lord may bring into your mind. No one left behind here this morning. Glory to God. Now, I see a lot of hands, and I am going to pray as the Holy Spirit directs me. You know, the Lord put a mantle of grace upon you. Don't take it off. I haven't begun in the spirit. Don't try to do it in the flesh. It's never going to work. Even though I'm speaking like this, I'm not talking about flesh. I'm talking about not by power, but by might. I mean, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. That's what I'm talking about. You're fighting this fight, you know, not in the flesh. And so, you know, that's why sometimes we are weary, because we are doing it in the flesh. In the spirit, you are never weary, because the spirit is always willing. It is the flesh that's weak. Anytime that you are weak in your faith or whatever, it's because you're trying to do it in the flesh. You know, that's how it works. When you are trying to be in the flesh, you will be weak, because the flesh is weak. But when you are doing it in the spirit, the spirit is not weak. Your spirit, you get a hold of the word of God. You stay right there and say, this is where I am. We're fighting this fight right here, not over there. Come here. Let's fight it here on my own terms. Glory to God. From the point of faith, I'm not giving in to fear. I'm not giving in to disappointment. I'm not giving in to failure. I'm not giving to I can't do that. No. I can do all things, sir, through Christ who strengthens me. I can run through troops and I can leap over walls. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I will not walk in darkness. I will not stumble. Jesus said in John chapter 8 and 12, I'm praying already, that if any man follow me, you know, he shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. That means you will not stumble around. You will not be confused. You will not be making decisions that are, you know, get you into trouble. No, you will have the light of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm looking at those whose hands are raised here this morning. I see you as the Lord also sees you. I'm going to pray for everybody. Glory to God. And God is going to do something marvelous for you here this morning. Now remember, we have the victory already. And we're not praying from the place of, you know, desperation. No. We're praying from the place of confidence. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. You heard that in our Hebrews series. We're not praying from the place of desperation. No, no. We're praying from the place of confidence. Confidence in the Lord. Complete dependence upon Him. And confidence in our ability also to win the battle, because the Lord already won for us. Glory to God. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for all of your children that have their hands raised for prayer today. Hallelujah. You know, it could be different things. I see Sister Mary is there. Sister Grace, I see you there. Brother Kolakpo, I see you there. I mean, everybody that your hands are raised, the Lord sees you. Glory to God. You know, and I'm calling out your name before the Lord, Sister Suzanne. You are there as well. Glory to God. I see Sister Julia, you are there. Sister Praise told me, I see you are there. God is good. Hallelujah. And He will do great things for you. Patricia, I see you. Glory to God. Your hands may be raised here this morning, and you may be believing God for one thing or the other. Amelia, I see you. But more importantly, the Lord sees you. Hallelujah. First thing I want to do right now is that the enemy will not see you. Glory to God. Now, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the Lord blind the eyes of the devil and those tokens and those peeping spirits. They can't do it. Jesus said in John chapter 3, you know, talking to Nicodemus, He said, look, The way of the child of God is like the wind that nobody knows how it blows. John chapter 3 and verse 8. That's your way. The wind bloweth where it listeth. You hear the sound, but you can't tell where it's coming from or where it's going. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit of God. John 3 and 8. The devil cannot see you. You be like a wind. Glory to God. Before he knows it, you are past. He can only hear the sound of it. That's my prayer for everyone that's in this room. Raise your hand this morning. A devil will not see you. The man of God said, you know, he smote them with blindness. They wore themselves out looking for the man of God. They couldn't find it. Even the angel smote them with blindness, you know, in Sodom. They wore themselves out. They couldn't find the door. Now, I smite the enemies this morning in the name of the Lord with blindness. They won't see you. You are like the wind. Nobody can see you. Don't submit to anybody to try to tell you your future or read your palm. No. Once you do that, you've broken the principles. You know, the principles of how we operate in the kingdom. This is one principle here. You must know that you are like the wind. Your way is like the wind. Devil can't tell where you're going. He can't tell where you're coming from until you're gone. Glory to God. You clean escaped. Hallelujah. So for every one of you that's in the room this morning, raise your hand. Glory to God. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God Almighty. Now you felt this power. The psalmist said, that glory and that power that I felt in the sanctuary. You felt this power. You've seen the glory of God move. Hallelujah. But now you're facing another Red Sea moment. Well, there will be many Red Sea moments for you in this year, 2023. But just like every other one, the Lord already gave you the victory. What are you standing there crying for? Go forward, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now, if there's any sickness or any disease, glory to God. The Bible tells us, was bruised for our iniquities. He was wounded for our transgressions. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And let me say this to you also, ladies and gentlemen. If you receive the witness of man, 1 John chapter 5 verse 9, if we receive the witness of man, which every one of us, turn on the TV, listen to eyewitness news or whatever, and saying, you believe it. You're not even there, but you believe it. People, you live in the United States, report to you something that's happening in Canada or Ukraine or anything else. You believe it. You know, you live elsewhere, you turn on the news. Even in your own city, you may turn on the news. You are not there, but you believe it anyway. Well, and you believe what the doctors say and so on. If you receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. And this is the witness of God to you this morning. Hallelujah. He has broken the gates of brass. He has cut asunder the bars of iron. The Lord said that the heavens should rejoice. The earth should sing for joy because the Lord has done it. That's his witness for you this morning. He has already done it. Behold, I see Satan fall like lightning from heaven. He already fell. Jesus saw it already. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The devil said in his mind, I will ascend to the, sides of the north. I will be like the Most High. The Lord said, no, I'm going to cast you down to hell. And he fell already. He'd been dethroned. Michael fought, the dragon fought, but the dragon lost. And his place was found no more in heaven. Kick him out of there. Jesus made an open show. All the things. Now, let me pray this prayer for you. Everyone that gathered together in secret, that are peeping and making, muttering things, calling your name in secret and so forth. It's demonic powers. I'm not praying against any individuals. It's demonic powers that are in there. You know, they do that in secret. The Bible says that Jesus made an open show of principalities and powers. The Lord will disgrace them openly. It's that simple. Worry about it. You know, the Lord, you know, and anybody, Jesus, the word of God said, look, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. But everyone that shall gather together against you, they shall fall for your sake. Now, did he say that they may gather together? No. Isaiah 54 verses 15. You know, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Or whosoever shall gather together against you, or whatsoever, it could be whosoever, it could also be whatsoever, shall fall for your sake. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the tokens of lies that the enemy put up against you to say that, well, you can't do that. That's not going to work. I command them in the name of Jesus, break the tokens, let the Spirit of God break those tokens, smash them in pieces. Remember how that God, the power of God, when they brought Dagon into the house of God, glory to God, when they brought the ark, you know, into the place where Dagon was. Dagon was falling before the ark. Hallelujah. He broke and put it up again, and he fell down again before the ark. Hallelujah. Break him up. Even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, I will break the Assyrian in my land. Let the anointing of God that is with us today break through for you and break everything. Break every yoke, break every chain, break the gates, and open the gates up, break the pieces, you know, bars of iron, and that you may go through in Jesus' name. The Lord said, I will make, you know, the way to be plain before you. He said, I will even lead the blind in a plain path. You know, you say, I don't know which way to go. The Lord said, I'll lead you in a plain path. Glory to God. Because of your enemies, he will do it. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord is your glory and the lifter up of your head. Thank you for your daughter, Julia, this morning, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your son, Kolapo, for your daughter, Tommy. Lord, I thank you for Sister Mary. I thank you for Amelia this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you for Suzanne. Thank you for Grace. Hallelujah. Thank you for Patricia. Every one of them. Whatever the reasons are that they are in prayer this morning, the Lord is the one that searches the hearts. Glaibo shetaralabo sekendema. Rekado shilabus katanai. The Lord knows. Hallelujah. He knows why you are in prayer this morning. But I want you to take the mantle of faith and cast off the mantle of fear. Cast off the mantle of doubt. Cast off those are tokens that the devil latches on. Cast them off of you. Get those bands off your neck, said the Lord. Glory to God. And walk in the liberty wherein God has set you free. And be not entangled again with those tokens of lies. Hallelujah. The Lord frustrate every token, according to Job chapter 5 and 12. Every device of the wicked that is devised against you, the Lord frustrate them so that their hands cannot perform any of those wicked enterprises. And they tried to put your name on that contract. But the Lord said, it's void. We are prohibited by law. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, you know, makes everything, handwriting, try to put up against you, covenant of hell, agreement with death. The Lord, through his blood, disannuls them all in the name of Jesus. The Lord today, this day, he said, ought not this woman of, daughter of Abraham be loosed on such a day as this? And I say to you in the name of the Lord, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity this day. Glory to God. And you're standing for a loved one too. The Lord knows it. Hallelujah. Now, sickness cannot come into your family. No, that's not going to happen. You know, not anymore. Put your family and your house under new management and kick the devil out. Hallelujah. Tell him, hey, come here, get all your things and get out of here. Everything that you put in here, pick him up and get out. Kick him out. Hallelujah. Kick him out of your house. In the name of Jesus. We kick the devil out of your families this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord, he put a blessing upon you. He said, he has blessed you and no one can curse you. There is no enchantment against you that will work. There is no divination against you. Numbers 23 and 23. Surely there is no enchantment against Israel. No divination against Jacob. Because they are blessed. You are blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, sickness and disease, even things in the blood and all that, you know, we already covered how the word of God can go into your bones and marrows and bring healing. Hallelujah. But we got to stand in that victory. Declare it with your mouth that thou mayest be justified, saith the Lord. Now, behold, saith the Lord, look ye not to cisterns that can bring no water. Look you not to wells that are dry, but come unto me, the fountain of living waters, and draw from me strength, and ye shall find rest to your souls. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, there is a way that God wants you to make you mount up with wings as eagles. But the devil wants to clip your wings. So you can't fly. Why not? I am an eagle. Glory to God. And I am flying. Hallelujah. I'm not even going to, you know, be around the little birds that cannot fly. Because I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm going to fly high. Behold, saith the Lord, I will cause you to ride upon your high places. I will make your feet to be like hinds' feet. Glory to God. And I'll put a new song of victory in your mouth. Now God Almighty bless you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Cause you to be obedient to the voice of his spirit. You know, when you shall hear his voice, harden not your heart. Hallelujah. When the Lord shall tell you to move, then you move. When the Lord shall tell you to not move, then you do not move. When the Lord shall tell you to be silent, then you be silent. When the Lord shall tell you to speak, then you speak. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the victory in the name of Jesus. Now, for your families and for those that you are covering, cover them today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bring them by faith into the same ground of faith. They may be out there, but whatever. Your children may be out there. No. You surround them by faith and you bring them into that place of faith, spiritually speaking. Hallelujah. Speak to their spirit and bring them in. Glory to God. But they must come in from the land of the enemy. They must come to their own border. There's a border that you can put around them by faith. Glory to God. Let the power of God over this room permeate not only your life, but we send for arrows carrying those same powers to all your loved ones and anyone you stand in prayer for today. Arrows of deliverance in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now, when it looks like something is too late, there's nothing, anything that is too late for the Lord. There was a man that was already condemned. It was on the cross with his last breath. He cried out and he said, Lord, remember me when you come into thy kingdom. Redemption when it seemed far too late. Glory to God. Grace when you feel condemned. When the enemy comes in to condemn you of this and that and so forth, the Lord extends grace. But go and sin no more. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I thank you for the grace of God. that is upon your people today for victory in the Lord. Victory in the Lord. Victory in the Lord. And how do we get that victory? Through our faith. This is the faith that overcomes the world. Are you an overcomer? Are you a winner this morning? Now, if you are a winner and you've been in this prayer, you raise your hand and you are a winner, I want you to post it in the chat room. Post in the chat room that you are a winner. Post it there what you're winning over. Post it there the victory that you are getting. Hallelujah. A man is ensnared by the words of his mouth. Say it with your mouth, declare it and put it in writing. Write it upon the tables this morning that he may run that readeth it. The angels will read it and they'll run with it when you declare it for this morning. So declare it forth. You know what the Lord is doing for you. The victory that you are getting in the Lord today. The doors that are opening for you. Don't even lean upon your own understanding. Don't worry about that. You trust in the Lord with all your heart. He will make a way where it seems there is no way. It cannot be done, people said. Nothing happened in this wilderness. It's dry. It's a desert land. I will bring forth rivers. I will open doors for you. Glory to God. And no man can shut those doors. Hallelujah. The Lord has a way. I call it the King's scepter. When he puts that scepter towards you, that's it. He makes a law just for you. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or says. God is putting that scepter out for you today. Receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the confidence that the Lord has done it. Not that he's going to do it. He has already done it. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout aloud for joy, ye lower parts of the earth. For the Lord has glorified himself in Julia. He has glorified himself in Kolapo. He has glorified himself in Tomi. He has glorified himself in Mary. The Lord has glorified himself in Emilia. The Lord has glorified himself in Susanna. The Lord has glorified himself in Grace. And the Lord has glorified himself in Patricia. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Veronica,
in the name of Jesus, and for those of you who are on stage, for Alexis, for Veronica, for Evan, the Lord has glorified himself in you.
Amen.
The devil, he can't have it. Glory to God.
The devil can't have it.
Veronica, the devil can't kill your mother. No way. The Hallelujah. He can't kill anybody. The Lord is good and he endures forever. Hallelujah. The devil cannot cut snuff out your hands. Any one of us that's in this room. You have that power. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. You have the power. We have the glory here this morning. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, where you are, whether on stage or in the audience, whether in your office, wherever you are, here's what we are going to do now. We're going to lift up our hands. I'm lifting up my hands. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, carry me. Glory to God.
Lord,
carry me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, carry me.
And he will carry
you.
He said, I will carry you on eagle's wings.
Amen.
I got you, said the Lord. Yeah, he got you. Ah, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for carrying me. Hallelujah. I have borne you, said the Lord, even on my back. I burn you on my shoulders. I have carried you, said the Lord. And I lifted you out of the miry clay.
Amen.
Setting you on a solid rock. With a new song in your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Now receive renewed strength today. Go forth in the strength of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord will not forsake you. The Lord will not leave you. Psalmist said, I've been young, but now I'm older, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. No, he said, begging bread. You will never be forsaken. You will not break bread. Your children will not beg bread. Hallelujah. And some of us are so concerned for our children because we want them to do well. Behold, saith the Lord. He said, I will contend with anyone that contends with you. I will save your children. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Your children shall be mighty upon the earth. These are the blessings and the word of God. Your children shall be mighty upon the Lord and upon the earth. Let's stand in the place and the ground of faith, not be negative. They will be mighty upon the earth. Hallelujah. Thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. His children will be mighty upon the earth. They also will be filled with the Spirit of God. And they will speak with the enemies in the gate. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. All right. Well, if you want to come back to the stage, any one of you, and give a testimony, go ahead and do that. I'll send you invites. If you don't want to, that's fine too. But you can do that. Accept the invite. Those that raise the hands. We're done with the prayer. You know, declare it with your mouth now, because the word of faith is in your mouth. The word of faith is in your mouth. You got to declare it with your mouth now. Hallelujah. Praise God. So come and declare it with your mouth. And let's see what the Lord has done for you. Hallelujah. You know, there are many victories that the Lord has given you already, but there are much more to come. Praise the Lord. You know, I've often said it. What you have now is like you just took a bucket to the ocean. There's plenty more where that came from. Glory to God. So why take a bucket when you could have brought a barrel? And why take a barrel where you could have brought a tanker? You know, come and get from the Lord. Open your mouth wide, he said, and I will fill it. And for those, our regulars, who normally come to this room, who are not here right now, I pray for them as well, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that the blessings of today will overtake them, wherever they are. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whether it's work related, whether it's family, whether it's issue, whatever it is. And the Lord lift up, you know, part those clouds and let the beauty of the rays of the Son of Righteousness shine. Move. Hallelujah. That's right. Move those clouds back, Lord. Move the clouds back. I command the clouds, move back. Let the rays of the Son of Righteousness shine through. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, welcome. Welcome to the room. Welcome, everybody. And you come up to the stage and share your testimony. Make a declaration. Remember, some weeks ago, I gave you, those of you who are in this room most of the time, Isaiah 50 and verse 7. You remember it? That's your declaration of faith. Make a declaration of faith this morning. Stand in the place of faith. Don't engage the devil on the grounds of his own tokens. You know, set your own terms here this morning in the name of Jesus. All right, let's hear from you as we go through. If you're on stage and you want to say something, let's keep it brief and keep it moving. We got another room coming in about 45 minutes. We got to get ready for that as well. So. But I want you to have an opportunity to open your mouth and say something here this morning if you want to do that. And the Lord will seal it. Will seal your testimony. Remember, a man is ensnared by the words of his mouth. Hallelujah. All right. Good morning, everyone. That's our lesson. That's our room. That's our prayer session this morning. God bless everyone. Thank you for joining.